This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines at this hour. MUT joins the forces with Sanka to raise awareness of substance abuse, and Jacob Zuma gets released from the correctional services system. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MUT will join forces with the South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence to raise awareness of the dangers of substance abuse through a face-to-face dialogue with students. The dialogue will take place today at the MUT's dining hall, and the event is organized by the Student Counseling Unit at MUT as part of the unit's student wellness program. Student Counselor at MUT Lindiwe Chamane explained that one of the contributing factors to substance abuse is peer pressure. Chamane added that the plan is to have a heart-to-heart conversation with students about substance abuse to allow students the opportunity to reflect on what drives individuals to use substances and their dangers. In other news, the Department of Correctional Services has confirmed that former President Jacob Zuma has been released from the department's system. His sentence expired on Saturday. The Constitutional Court sentenced Zuma to 15 months imprisonment for contempt of court in June last year. The department spokesperson Singabakwe Nxumalo says he was duly admitted at Estcourt Correctional Center in KwaZulu-Natal the next month.
Of the equipment based on each room that is being used, be it a room that is dealing with the kids, that means the kids, and then dealing with the family planning, dealing with the maternity, you're dealing with the neonatal, dealing with the resuscitation.
And finally, Transnet and trade unions will meet at the CCMA on Monday over the ongoing wage strike. Producers in the berry industry say each day ports don't operate puts 30,000 jobs at risk. At the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry has warned a full-blown port strike could cost the economy almost 1 billion rands a day. Transnet has declared a force majeure across its ports after workers embarked on a strike earlier this week. And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag IdolsSA, hashtag Liverpool, and hashtag Dupreez.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.